USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says the U.S. and Mexico share the same values. During a visit to the White House yesterday by the Mexican president, the two released a joint statement concerning the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. President Trump saying,
Mr. President, I'm certain that together we can unlock a future of even greater potential for our children, prosperity for our people, safety for our citizens, and pride for our countries.
The new trade deal replaces the NAFTA agreement between the three nations, which President Trump has repeatedly called a bad deal. Coronavirus cases continue to set records across the U.S. More than 59,000 new infections reported yesterday. Several states, especially in the South, also set records for their single-day case numbers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The White House says President Trump wants more money for schools in the next round of coronavirus relief. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany saying that the president wants to, in her words, substantially bump funding for schools, though he wants to redirect the actual funds so that they go to the students and not the districts. Meanwhile, it appears many banks are making some profits when it comes to those PPP loans, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
As part of the Paycheck Protection Program, which loaned small businesses money from the Small Business Administration, banks will be receiving over $24 billion in fees, with J.P. Morgan Chase Company and Bank of America splitting between $1.5 billion and $2.6 billion in fees. More than 30 banks across the country, including dozens of community banks and some lenders with more than $1 billion in assets, could generate fees that surpass their 2019 net revenue.
And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Republican group that's opposing President Trump's re-election has released a new ad in which it slams his allies in the U.S. Senate. The ad from the Lincoln Project features the names and images of over a dozen Republican senators, including Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, accusing them of putting loyalty to President Trump ahead of their loyalty to the nation. A visitation is being held today for the late country rock star Charlie Daniels, who died at 83 a few days ago. A visitation will run from 10 this morning till 8 this evening Central Time in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Daniels' funeral service will then be tomorrow morning in Murfreesboro. Travis Tritt and Vince Gill, among the country stars, expected to perform at the funeral tomorrow. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is skipping a traditional induction ceremony this year. A virtual event is going to be live streaming instead on HBO Max on the 7th of November. The ceremony was originally going to be on May 2nd of this year. It was then canceled because of the pandemic. And the parents of a young girl in Maryland say she reeled in a working cell phone while fishing in a Maryland river recently. The 6-year-old pulled up the phone that was in a waterproof case. It belonged to another child who was amazed it still worked after being in the water so long. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.